Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, on page.
You know, normally when morning shows come back and they're laughing, it's fake.
Yeah, that's
like,
real.
Like, you know, girls' night when they're doing that picture. But no, that was a real laugh right there.
Whew. All right.
That was fun.
Well, headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, let me talk about someone who is a record breaker. But has
Joey Chestnut.
His name is Matt Barr.
Matt Barr.
M-A-T-T-B-A-R-R. Barr.
We are the buyer.
He lives in England, or London, rather.
Sounds like a little pub name that I was going to come up with a couple years ago.
He's 41 years of age. He's in the news because he fell. He slipped on some soap in the shower.
Oh, Lord. I heard what happens when you drop it. What happens when you slip?
He slipped on some soap.
Oh, no. I slipped.
And so,
oh, I fell on it.
He fell, and he hurt himself. He lost his balance. But he's okay. He survived, but there's a reason why he fell. It's because he has the world's largest penis. It's over 14 inches.
God.
Oh, and he's around in the news after he broke his arm, and he says his massive penis caused it because he couldn't see what was on the floor, and he slipped on the soap in the shower.
What a fun casual way to alert the world that you are the anonymous record breaker holder.
This is not who I thought had the record. It was a different guy.
Oh, wow. That's not what I was expecting at all.
Does he get bigger than that?
Jeez.
These are just pictures of the guy in this
house.
Yeah,
but that's not what I was... I can't tell you what I was expecting.
Feels like
I don't know how to describe what I was expecting.
He looks like a kind of fatter, goth Dax Shepard with long hair.
I was expecting like a Omos from wrestling. Or like a like Paul White. Like somebody with giantism.
Dude, that's a replication of it. That's a model.
You know what? I'm standing up to go look at it. It's not the real one, though. So
it kind of looks like an elephant.
It's molded after him.
It's molded after an elephant.
Jesus Christ.
But this is...
God bless. That would not... I mean,
you know, to be honest with you, that's...
I want to ask a question, but
I feel like the way Paige feels about her knockers, she's like, oh, they're just... too big or too much is of a good thing. That right there would not be a fun way to live. First off, if you got a boner, you're probably going to pass out.
Priapism.
You're going to get lie-headed.
Priapism. You're going to lose all the blood in your head.
Let me ask Paige as a woman.
As a woman?
Well, you're going to do it in a high-pitched voice? You're going to put on a wig?
As a man, I would say. If mine was that.
Do it as a woman. Paige, respond as a man, though. Now, go ahead.
You got to...
I'm foolish.
So, say you got a guy who's, you know, working with this situation.
Uh-huh.
Say, like, he knows...
She had one.
He knows how to use what he's got. Could he talk you into a situation?
No, I'm going to tell you something.
I don't know what the situation would be.
I have been with a Sharpay.
What?
One that has not been circumcised.
What? What?
She's talking about dogs now.
What?
I'm trying to use an example.
What?
One that's uncircumcised.
Let's say I'm a manager of a bar.
What do you mean you've been with one?
I had a boyfriend that had one that wasn't circumcised. He was English, and they didn't circumcise him.
So, first off, I thought Sharpays were Chinese.
That's what
secondly, I thought English were bulldogs.
So,
that was the worst example.
You're making an example out of the guy.
If,
okay, because to some, like me, meek-milded kind of listeners, I thought you mentioned bestiality.
I was in love with him.
Sure.
And I didn't see him. Like, we just ended up in bed. You know how things happen. Ended up in bed, and we were doing it. And I didn't realize how endowed he was. And it was very shocking to me. So if that crawled into bed with me, I would say, you need to stop.
But what if he's very skilled? He's like, you know what? Let's just say he's got a big yard, but he knows he doesn't always have to cut the whole yard. You know? He can just get by with just cutting half the yard, maybe.
And then when...
That was worse than the dog
shit. No, the better analogy is...
This other person.
It's like driving a limo home and putting it in the garage, but about a third of it is hanging out.
Yes!
In this other person, when
and you keep trying to close the door on it.
When he got out of, you know, he got dressed, and I realized, oh my God, I did make a comment. I said, I've never seen one like that. And how come you never had it fixed?
Like,
like, didn't your parents want to do that when you were a baby?
Aren't you curious about it one time? Like, if I see a chick with, like, massive knockers, I don't want that every day. But, like, once it would be kind of interesting to see how that works. I imagine women are the same.
But at the same time, when you love somebody, you kind of...
Making it gay.
Set them free.
I'm sorry, but you just like, okay, even if it's not what I'm used to, I'll get used to this because I like you.
But look, we're talking about the equivalent of...
Ever get used to that.
Look at this.
I could not.
I know. So if you accept that challenge, that would be a hard no for me. Actually, a flaccid no as well. I would not. I have nothing. I mean, I'm not saying I'm. God bless.
I would.
What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that would be more of a hindrance than it would be this great thing to want to have.
I would say we'll do other things, but we're not doing that because.
So the guy who I thought it was, his name is Jonah Falcon, and he is.
He's in the Marvel universe.
He's about 4 inches short in his other state. Of presentation, I guess you would say.
He's a small person?
Let's just say he's ready to go. And he's like, you know, boom, the gimmick's going white hot. He still comes in 4 inches short than the other guy who's in the other state.
Let's say measures in.
Yeah.
Is he 12 inches?
No, he's 9.5.
Oh,
and
okay.
This guy was what, 13, right?
God.
Okay, 14. Okay, yeah. So he's 5 short.
Okay.
But they're in two different states of presentation.
Hmm. I mean, this is the equivalent of talking about a bra size. I mean, really, it's not bad. It would even be talked about right now. What's the difference in talking about that than talking about, dude, Shaq wears a size 26? I mean, like, okay.
Do you know what they have? What country here has the average largest in the world, like per capita of men?
I'm gonna guess Russia.
Okay, you guess Russia. You gonna guess, Paige?
Because their women are really
Vikings.
Viking. Minnesota, Paige says. Paige wants to go with the Nords.
Nordic man. Yes. I just assume.
Well, the measurement might be disappointing. The Congo has the largest.
Huh.
God,
average.
That's where Kamala was from.
But the average.
Not Kamala, but Kamala.
6.9 is the average.
God, of course, it's 6.9. That makes
sense. So even though that's a very respectable number,
I think that's a good length.
That's the average.
I like that.
God, I have such a question.
Too little or too big?
That because of the map of where it's at. Well, you are just talking all over everybody. It's like the thoughts in your head, they keep going on.
You talking about banging dogs for a second there? And
for
then
a minute, it threw me off guard. Like, yeah, maybe that's one of those I'll ask you off there because I don't want meetings. And I shouldn't have even said this, but like.
Damn, I want to know how you would phrase it now.
If you Smokey and the Bandit it, I will.
Hang on a second. I got you on the hot keys.
But I'm going to tell you, you're going to say, yeah, no, that would be taken the wrong way.
We're about to find out.
All right. Love that song.
I think there's a way to.
Yeah, but the way I just worded it would not be looked upon as okay.
Some people.
I mean, it would make sense if say, you had a positive and a negative, and it meets, and it's equal in size.
Some people have
the same as genitalia.
See?
That is an awful example.
No.
That's worse than the other one. That's worse than hooking up with the dog example.
He was a Chinese Sharpei. Foreign exchange student.
I think some nationalities have a reputation for having certain features.
Okay. You're helping me. I mean, you really are.
Are those features evolutionary, you would say?
Yes. That's okay. That's what I would. And on both ends of that. God, I really want to say what I said, but it will just not be taken that way.
I would love to hear it.
It's such a wonderful compliment.
I would love to hear it the way you said it.
See, you say evolutionary, but that might be adaptation of what is.
Great movie.
I don't know how you could adapt physically.
Because that's the way every, like.
That's more
science communal. Says that skin color is because of where you, ancestors originally were on the map. Closer to the sun. Like, that's what it says.
The equator. So, as far as body parts and how big people are getting bigger in general anyways.
Adaptation is more communal. Like, you're talking about actual, like, physical changes.
Yeah. Well, even then, though, like, the Egyptians would wrap their heads to make their skulls long. They would, the women in, I think, Africa, National Geographic, would wear all them bangles on their bracelets on their neck. I guess that'd be a necklace, would it not? But it was like a choker, and it made their necks taller. And
there were a lot of them. There weren't even lesbians, and they were still wearing chokers.
Indians, Native Americans, whatever, to point their people in a direction would take a tree and tie it in a certain way, and then the tree would start growing that way. And you still see some trees like that where they'll just all of a sudden veer off to the left for no damn reason. Could be because of that. And God, I want to say it. I don't have the gumption.
Okay, so as far as like body hair, that's what I mean, and size of genitalia and body sizes morphing into adaptation. It would have to be the way you live, your food, your...
Oh, just shut up.
I'm going to...
The way you procreate.
This building is only, what, 4 stories tall?
I know, man.
I can't jump off it.
I never thought in 2025 I would be like such at a... I want to make a point, and it's not a bad point. It's not one... But somebody would hear it, just take it wrong.
Because people would consider it a stereotype, even though it's a positive one about certain people.
I know. Shoot.
You know, some of you are like have a reputation for like you always got a big one.
Yeah.
Like there aren't a single one of you that don't.
And we're not even talking to just to men with that.
No.
Okay.
I used to live near a woman from a different country who had a big ass.
Let's say, hey, here's the analogy I can use, because I am white. So.
As far as I know.
In movies and stuff, it's always, you know, like they'll say with rednecks, you go to church, but you kiss your cousin. There's stereotypes like that. Only one of those are true. Then you have other stereotypes. So in movies and stuff, or comedy, you know, the white guy, look, she's already smiling. She knows what, put the pinky up or whatever, right?
Yeah. Okay.
But then those same, their wives, their girlfriends, white women, honky ladies, well, a lot of them, and I know many of you are going to send me butt pictures to prove otherwise. Adam Matthew, but a lot of women, I remember as a kid, wanted to get the buns of steel, and then the Kardashian movement for women to get bigger butts kind of
happened.
Bounce
a quarter off it.
But a lot of that stuff was already there, and I wondered, do white women have narrow, this is the analogy, do white women have smaller, narrow butts because by comedic standards and Hollywood standards, white guys have smaller weenies. Thus, over adaptation or evolution, white women's butts did not grow in size. Now, see, that's an awful analogy, but I'm using what I can to get the point across.
Yeah, are you talking? Yeah, like certain things have to match up, right?
It makes sense. I mean, I think that makes sense.
Like if you met a chick who had a long driveway, but your car is only so big, you're not going to get to the garage unless you get a different car.
Right.
The car that you'll never have.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
A long driveway.
Yeah, but I can't talk about what the paint job is on the car.
No, but it's at least a limo compared to like you may be working with a Fiesta.
Right.
Which is still a nice car.
It's a great car. Maybe some of you have a Yugo. I remember that car. It was brand new. It was $3,995. Brand new car.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and there's your ice cast headlights.
You're either really like smart and like get what we're saying, or you're like, you might be a dummy and like all this is over your head.
The dummy people are calling me a pussy for not saying what I was thinking on the text line. I value my job, and I value, even though I have very little gaffes at this age.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't want to say something that even one person would think that was meant in that way.
I wish we could just
That's have a weird way to look at life, but that's really the way I look at it.
Don't you wish you just had a disclaimer that's like, look.
Yeah, we're not on TV. We can't, I know.
Yeah, like I'm going to say something that might not, like it's going to be as few words as possible.
And it's going to be complimentary to everyone involved.
And it's like a question, you know, like you really want to know.
Yeah.
I might not pose it right, but you know, it's just. Innocent.
I know, it's just innocent. I'm admitting that, but yeah, okay. Hold on.
Oh. Yeah, good job. Doing it real good.
Okay. Just get that out of our mode.
You just made Looper in South Korea very proud.
Mood forward. Did he go on vacation?
No, but he is South Korean.
Oh, I thought you said in South Korea. All right.
No.
Thank you, Paige.
Access of evil, but whatever.
Thought provoking and whatnot. when we come back. I'm nervous about this now. I just had all these lost for words, and now I got to come commandeer an entire segment, as if I don't every time. But
I asked a question about a certain people.
I meant me over talking.
And then somebody like was surprised in my question, like, "Oh wow, that's messed up." And I'm like, "No, it's not. It's like if it sounds messed up, it's positive. It's like a positive stereotype."
But it's that correctness that we all, at least some, especially when you're in the what we do, like. You have to watch it. But 9 times out of 10, the people that you're thinking you might offend are not the ones it would be. It's somebody that's an ally or something standing up for them saying,
let's be honest, these
my
days,
friend who is this would not appreciate that, I think.
These days, it's usually the super feminists that get offended.
Well, it could be. I know. There's going to be some. You know what? You're absolutely right. Because
it's where it starts,
I think back to, and if... If he still listens, I can't recall. Remember God, my hands are tied. My hands are tied. It's a weird world.
I hate it.
So I'll just say this. I remember one time we talked about the stereotype, and it's a good stereotype that black dudes are hung, right? That was the stereotype.
Yeah.
And guess what? I played high school football.
I have seen
it. It's true, okay?
Yeah.
So... That's a fine thing to say. But then we had, and I won't mention his name because maybe he's not happy about it, but he's a P1 and he's black. And he called in and says, you know what? I get mad about that. I get mad about it because I'm not.
He's the only one.
He might be. He's like, I disappoint. So, and he wasn't joking. No? He's like, you don't understand. It's like, you know.
Because it was affecting his dating life because it was assumed like he was, you
exactly
know,
right. Okay. Okay, I feel redemed now. Good morning, everyone. Wow.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Damn that, yeah. You're making me feel old. Damn that, man.
Tell you about some things that happened upwards of 40 years ago, some as little as a few weeks ago, and it's going to make you feel very old.
Damn that man, you're making me feel old.
I like this.
Damn that man, shake it, you're making me feel old.
From the band that brought you Cult of Personality, does not come that song, but eerily similar, very, very similar. This is part of a, people like this in corporate America. This is a journey that I've been on, this life of mine. And I'd like to bring you on this journey with me. That's like this stupid man that I know. He said, well, I shouldn't say stupid. He's just goofy. I saw him the other day, like the dog, yeah. Which one talks and which one doesn't in Mickey World? Goofy and...
Goofy talks a lot, right?
Like, yeah, but which
George.
One...
Josh.
Yeah, but their other dog doesn't talk, and he has to walk on all fours.
Wow.
Goofy, and there's
it's not a Droopy dog,
because
he talks, too.
No, Droopy's, that's Looney Tunes, I think.
Damn dog,
come on, man. Goofy. Paige, you're a woman. Disney. Think here. Goofy?
Help us out.
It's time to do Damn That Man, You Make Me Feel Old, but...
Quit messing with that candle.
Goofy, and God, let's do it without the use of the internet now. Goofy Garsh, he talked, he walked around, he wore...
What is the other dog, though?
I see him.
It's Disney?
He was orange yellow looking. This is not a prearranged bit, by the way. This is just three people
I can't think of orange yellow dog.
I just think the big Martian guy.
I'm going to have to go. That's Marvin. That's also Looney Tunes.
Oh, is that Marvin?
Hold on. I'm going to have to Google it. And I'm not looking at text. This is part of what getting old is.
That was the other one.
Pluto!
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's weird. Like, Goofy's like... He gets to, you know, live in the house and wear clothes and all that stuff. And then Goofy, or Pluto, he's still a dog. All right. Sorry. Just had a moment there.
A dog. Well, look, when it happens, you know, you got to come out with it. It
just happens.
You got to figure it out.
Things to make you feel old, because when I read a lot of these, it makes me feel old. And many of these, while I can't remember the first segment of today's very show that I'm on right now, I can remember these moments particularly and what I was doing at the time, this, that, or the other. Let's go back on a journey. Damn, Matt, man, you're making me feel old. 1981, 44 years ago this week. I remember this like it was yesterday. Prince Charles and Lady Diana tied that knot.
Oh.
They got married,
too. St. Paul's Cathedral. That's right. I was talking about the honeymoon. No, they got married. I remember my mom working at the freaking...
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mama. At the textile mill. They freaking stopped and went in the boss's office to watch it.
Oh, they let him go in there?
Yes. Yes. And according to this, 700 million people worldwide stopped their day down to watch a wedding of two people that think they're better than you. And you know it.
The fact that there are even that many people in the world.
Even 44 years ago, there was that many people.
I watched their son get married, so, I mean.
Yeah. Which one?
Was he the William one that married outside of his family?
Billy?
No, I actually watched both of them.
Yeah, that's a very woman thing to do. Watch a royalty get married.
That was pretty.
41 years ago this week, one of my favorite TV shows debuted. 1984. The A-Team debuted on NBC. Watch it, fool!
Look, I'm on TV show, fool.
If you're like me and you remember watching those live, to, you know, when you were a kid, you'd hear your dad and mom say, oh, I've been friends with them for 20, 30 years. You're like, God bless. My favorite TV show is 41 years old this week. Or one of my favorites.
And the
Duke's Close Second.
The excitement of waiting to watch that show every week, and we don't have to do
to
that.
To talk
anymore.
About it the next day. There was no VCR.
No.
There wasn't even really reruns, even in the off season. You waited on TBS or WGN to actually buy those rights. Let's go a year forward. 40 years ago, staying on the subject of TV. 40 years ago, 1985. Smart Marks know that was the year I started collecting Topps baseball cards. The number one TV show in America 40 years ago, in this order, coming in at number three, Cheers.
Let's
coming
go.
In at number two, Family Ties. And the number one show 40 years ago this week, drum roll, please.
I got one, but I'm like out of favorite.
And then also the greatest movie ever made. Filming began 40 years ago this week for Back to the Future.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Hey,
yeah.
You. What a get classic. Your damn hands off her. Thank you. Cosby Show. Mm. Such a good movie.
I thought part three was even good, Back to the Future.
Well, that was such a time, man. Like, America was all about, like, weird sweaters. Like, not just the women. Dudes were wearing weird sweaters. Women were wearing shoulder pads. And then the TV show audiences would, like, anytime there was a hug, especially if it was a resisted hug, the audience would go, ah, and then start clapping for the hugs. Yeah. Or when a celebrity guest would walk into the house. Oh my God, look. It's red buttons.
Red buttons.
Let's go 40 years ago today. This right here, the timing on some of these are pretty incredible. 40 years ago today, 1985, Michael Jackson bought the Beatles catalog. Do you remember when that happened?
He should have felt bad about doing it too.
Why?
Like, all that stuff should go to the artists. Like, you know, guys like Scooter Braun, they should feel bad about.
Well,
what
look
he did
at his last
Taylor
name.
Swift.
What do you expect?
Like all that stuff should belong to the creator.
But what's crazy? Well,
you shouldn't call it the Masters anyway. I'm already offended at that.
But like we were talking about earlier, like Odyssey pays us a wage to be here. They supply all this revolutionary equipment, state of the art, by God. We have big flat screens here, all this stuff.
Really?
We don't have to pay for none of that. It's like people bitch about the roads. It's like, do you want to pay higher taxes? Because I sure as hell don't.
But what if they want to take our bits?
Well, you know what? The value of owning Facebook fussing. Congratulations, Odyssey. You got it. So here's the timing. 38 years ago this week. So 40 years ago, Michael bought the Beatles catalog. 38 years ago this week, some 2 years later, 1987, Michael released Bad.
I remember
that. That was a weird thing because Michael went from being all soft and, you know, purple, you know, not his skin color, but like he was wearing a lot of purple. Yep. And then he went to wearing the leather, and it's like, oh, God, he's in a gang now. What's going on?
Trying to get a bad boy image going on.
Let's look back to the year 1991. I can remember going to Farmore, a now defunct store over on Haywood Road, to purchase this album when it came out. It didn't have a title page. It was the fifth album from this band. Many people called it the Black Album.
Oh, my gosh.
The Black Album, containing songs like Nothing Else Matters, The Unforgiven.
Best album.
Enter Sandman.
Which Elton John said Nothing Else Matters, one of the best songs ever written.
Their lyrics are so good. They're many stories.
Yeah.
Better than Stay in the Truck. Just many stories, little episodic story.
Yeah, it's so good. Just especially when we got to see them in Vegas when they played in the round.
That was a once in a lifetime. I mean, it really was. So that was, think about that, 34 years ago is when this album came out. Are you feeling old yet?
Yes.
Matt Mann! Making you feel old.
This is considered classic rock now.
I know. 31 years ago today, Ready to Feel Old, 1994. It was a beeper peak. 61 million Americans had beepers or pagers.
$7 a month.
I never had one.
Today, are beepers still in use? Why, yes. I'm glad you asked.
First responders.
2 million still used, primarily by doctors. But first responders for sure. Same year, 1994, Woodstock 94, of course.
Oh, boy.
That's 25th anniversary.
The fire.
Tickets, $135, or you could watch it at home on pay-per-view for $49 and dodge all the doo-doo
burn.
Fights and rape.
Oof.
You just stay at home. Big acts, you had this band here, Metallica. You had Green Day, Aerosmith, Nine Inch Nails, Cypress Doo-Doo. That's all I'm... Yeah, I'm working off of Google. Let me pull the curtain back. I'm working on a Google Doc page that I shared with coworker Jeremy. So, because I wanted to let Jeremy know I might need some audio for this great body of work that I've done here. And while I was watching, I noticed this little pink thing started going on my screen. It kind of scared me for a minute. I thought it was a Ouija board or something. And I noticed Cypress Hill changed to Cypress Doo-Doo. So I pulled the Ron Burgundy and read that son of a bitch.
I'm glad you didn't read the note before it.
Same. Oh. Oh, no, I'm glad I didn't, too. Don't mess with this one, for real. Also, same week, 31 years ago today, a certain Shannon Faulkner became the first woman to be accepted to the Citadel here in the state of South Carolina. Quit after less than a week, saying she could not handle the training.
I wonder what she's up to now.
You know what?
I have not
Shannon
heard.
Faulkner is a teacher.
Is for she? Real? Oh, okay. Of like school? I mean, you know, like a.
So she had a productive, you know, existence. That's good.
Will she ever be put on like a coin or a commemorative anything? Or is, I mean, do you, as a woman, Paige, look at her as like your Bethune-Cookman?
Mm? No.
Yeah.
Because she quit.
Like Nancy Mays finished.
She never accomplished it. So.
I don't know if any other women finished the Citadel. I'd be curious to know what she thought about it.
How do you feel about Christina McCullough? Go ahead.
I would be kind of curious to know what women that did finish the Citadel think or thought about Shannon Faulkner.
Interesting. Yeah,
it's
like
a lot of crap.
You know what?
There's other people that went through it, and I understand.
Who was the first
through.
Woman to actually go through it? I mean, how nuts?
Those are the people that are the ones that accomplished it. She, wow. I mean, if you can start it, in my opinion, you need to finish it.
Wow, very good. And we're not just talking sex with that, are we? I'm gonna have to.
That's hard. Some dudes didn't even finish.
I'm gonna hurry through these, fat boy. I don't know that it needs a second segment. Do you?
I think you can rush through it. Not rush, but you can
Okay.
Work them in.
I'm not making you feel old right now. That's the mission statement. 25 years ago, year 2000. Number one song, "Hit Me, Baby, One More Time," Britney Spears.
Man.
Number one movie, Tom Cruise doing all his stunts. Why he did Mission Impossible 2.
Probably not a bad movie, but the worst in the franchise.
Absolutely was. 24 years ago this week, Apple released the iPod, giving birth to podcasts, which is not radio.
No.
20 years ago, the number one top three TV shows were American Idol Tuesday, American Idol Wednesday, and CSI.
Mm-hmm. All Grissom. Everybody loves CSI.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to 15 years ago, the number one song was Love the Way You Lie by Eminem. And Rihanna.
That was a recovery album, right?
Yes.
I think it was.
Number one movie was The Other Guys, Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg, Michael Keaton, Samuel L. Jackson, Dwayne Rock Johnson, and Eva Mendes.
Wasn't a bad movie because he shot Derek Jeter.
And then I'm going to end you with this one right here. Actually, these last three. 1995, 30 years ago, Post Malone was born. A year later, Dave Grohl joined Nirvana.
Wow.
The year after Post Malone was born.
30 years ago.
And then 5 years ago, making you feel old. 5 years ago, the U.S. passes 5 million COVID cases.
Oh, no.
India yeah. with 2 million, Peru and Africa. Their healthcare system's pretty much shut down, pushed to the brink.
You're right.
And Paige's vagina has COVID. You added that.
We don't know how many. We don't know how many people actually died from it. You know, if you just had it, you got listed as having COVID.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I don't test down there, so I wouldn't have known. I put it in my nose. I don't know where you
What the hell?
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Rogers had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.